This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They say Bernie Sanders might run for president. I don't know if there's any Bernie supporters in my audience, but I'd be curious. Do you think Bernie stands a chance? And I'm not joking about it. I think it's rather funny that Bernie Sanders, who just found his riches, he's now got two homes, he's got a fat car, an Audi, an $80,000 Audi, would decide he's going to continue in politics. I would think this dude would say, you know what, I did okay. It took me a long time. A guy that didn't have a job until he was like 45, 46 years old, a meaningful job, a failure at everything except convincing people that he can maneuver money, move it around from place to place, take money from producers, give it to non-producers, call it a socialist movement, talk about fairness as he gets over. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's a serious question. You can give me a call, 2-844-551-8255. Do you think Bernie Sanders stands a chance if he runs for president? Here's the irony, according to Kevin Jackson. Bernie Sanders actually has the best chance of any Democrat of getting the nomination and running against President Trump in 2020. It's the race that should have happened. I mean, it's almost like the boxer that the left goes, he's our champ, man, and he never got a chance to fight because Hillary slipped him a Mickey on fight night or something. Well, now he may get his chance to fight. Why not? I know many of you are laughing. Kevin, Bernie's got no chance, and he doesn't. Hillary Clinton's not running for president. Joe Biden's not running for president. Elizabeth Warren's not running for president. Bernie Sanders is not running for president. Eric Holder is not running for president. I'm telling you, the Democrats can load their field up, but the deck will be stacked before it ever gets to the point where you know who's really going to run. And it's not going to be any one of those five. Bet your farm on it. I'm just telling you, that will not be the Democrat nominee. I don't know when they'll get out. I don't know if it'll be prior to, will somebody go, yeah, I contemplated it, but life was too complicated and I decided against it, like a Biden. Or a Hillary, no, I just want to be with my grandbabies and play golf with Bill or whatever else. Hey, somebody's got to hold his putter and his balls. So whatever they decide to do, there are going to be a lot of convenient excuses. Elizabeth Warren is going to be beat so badly. I mean, before she ever gets to the presidency, there's no way she runs. She had her shot when Hillary was weak. She didn't take it. She won't take it. Kamala Harris will try to run. Cory Booker will try to run. They're all lightweights. Kirsten Gillibrand will try to run. But I really and truly am intrigued at the notion that they say Sanders is considering running. And here's why I think this is a more of a reality than people may think who are chuckling out there. And I'll be honest with you, I'm chuckling inside. And now I just chuckle outside. But Bernie Sanders is on the stump with Alexandria Ocasio. Yeah, he's running with the radical little chick that got elected in New York City, defeating an eight-term Democrat incumbent congressman who thinks just like she does. Now they've become the wave. See, they put Bernie, the old Jewish guy, he's going to run. I'm going to go stomp with Alexandria. Alexandria, let's go. And they think that they created this synergy. Honestly, if you had to put a gun to a Democrat's head right now and say, give me the ticket. Give me the ticket. I don't want to do it, but I'll kill you. But give me the ticket. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Now, who would they pick? Who would you pick? You don't have to put a gun to your head. You can just think freely. The Democrats, you got to force them because they're in the cocoon of ignorance. Okay, I say they believe that a Bernie Sanders Ocasio ticket is a good ticket. I know that sounds crazy. He's stumping with her in Congress. Okay, it is crazy. Nobody wants to put a first-term congressman as their VP, especially one as dumb as her. But you got to remember, people, we're not using logic in this equation. See, we look at it and go, first of all, Sanders, he shouldn't even run. He shouldn't. He's a Democratic socialist, and of course the Democrats just changed their party platform to where they can no longer support Democratic socialists. You have to be a Democrat. Both of them are Democratic socialists. So let's take this little thought experiment a little farther. What if those two decide to run on a Democratic socialist ticket, and then there's a Democrat? Not that it matters, because Donald Trump's going to absolutely soundly thrash anybody that he's up against. But what if that's the case? Who would you put together? What is the Democrats' dream team? I know, I'm laughing too. What is the what possibility would the Democrats have to beat Trump in 2020? I'm curious what you think, because I think I would hate to be in their shoes. I really would. Yeah. Huh. Who would be the dream team? Let's see. Would you put Hillary Clinton with Elizabeth Warren? I know, throw up. Two very ineffective women who got trounced. There's got to be a man on the ticket. Hey, what about the former VP? What was his name? I know. Who can remember his name? I can't even remember the dude. I can see his little sad face. Remember the little dude? He looked like the Kibbles and Bits dog. What was Hillary Clinton's VP's name? Seriously. Tim Kaine? Tim Kaine. Kaine. What about him? He was a vice presidential candidate, and do you know, nobody mentions this guy for a potential to run for president on the Democratic ticket. Nobody. He was the guy, though, that would have been Hillary's number two. He's never mentioned. Does that sound strange to you? Wow. Man, so much to think about. Here's what I can tell you. Mix and match them, put Biden with Hillary. Oh, that would be formidable, right? Those are the two people that were the smartest people in the world. Would Hillary run and Biden be her VP? Or would Biden run and Hillary be his VP? Hillary's never been VP. She was Secretary of State. So maybe she goes for that. What? They'll both be like well into their 70s. Donald Trump is aging negative. He's in his 70s and now he's technically in his 50s. He's getting younger as he experiences the presidency. Hillary and Biden, man, first of all, can you see those two together? The love fest? Biden all smooching up on her, you know, because Biden loves the ladies, boy. Yeah. Hey, come here, Hills. I think she better check her job description if she decides to be vice president for Biden. Because it might have, like, a little happy time in there. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about Democrats who should be voting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, to wake up today in America and be a Democrat. Talk about a fate worse than death. I would normally feel sorry for you, but I don't feel sorry for you because you know why? You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, some of you, and you have a chance to change it. You can say enough already. That Jackson boy, he's always making fun of me. And I am, because you deserve it. Oh, to be a Democrat today, to get your butt kicked every morning, to wake up knowing that you're going to hit the heat and there is no relief. Nobody's going to bring you water. You are going to feel it. I'm so glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is how you can contact me, 844-551-8255. Liberals. The claim they want to give a hearing to other views, but they're shocked and offended to discover there are other views, said William F. Buckley, a truly great conservative man, a man who would have understood Donald Trump, not like the people that always quote him and follow him that I find that are disingenuous in their conservatism, their pragmatism. Oh, man, let me tell you something, Democrats, there is hope. There is hope. Let me explain it to you. I'm glad you're here. I really am. So, for example, you are not a social liberal. You are no better than any conservative that you meet who will explain to you that they are as, quote, liberal, as progressive as you are. It's not just about fiscal responsibility to make somebody a conservative. And even if it were, that's a good place to start, because where a man's money goes is where his heart is. Tell me that that's not true. Oh, Kevin, I'm saving up. I'm going to send my kids to school, to college or whatever, private school. I will say, then your heart is with your children. What are you doing? Oh, man, we're going to an antique car show. Me and my wife, you know, you're going to buy one? Yeah, I'm done. Well, we're thinking about it. We're trying to say, okay, so your heart is really into antique cars. Where your money goes, your heart is. It doesn't take people to figure out what you do. If I stayed in your house for 2 or 3 days, and then, you know, you were like, I go, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the hobby shop. I'm going to go buy some wood because I'm going to make these little wooden cars and all that. I would go, okay, you have a real passion for making those cars. You would look at me and go, you must be Nostradamus. And I'd go, my friends call me Negrodamus, but that's another thing. Just kidding. No, but you would look at me like, how do you know these things? And I would know exactly, I know that your daughter's in the goth or whatever, your wife's into macrame, whatever it is, I know. And I would only observe where you spend your money. If you are barely getting by, but you got a lot of food in your house, I'm going to go, yeah, you're a foodie. You're a foodie, fatty. I know it. Go on. Admit it. You love that food. So leftists will tell you where their hearts are. The problem is they don't, you know, you when you follow their money, what you end up following is your money. Their heart is not in the good that their money, like the money, oh, we want to give to the poor. They don't give to the poor. They get you to give to the poor. So anybody want to tell me where their heart is? Exactly. Their heart is in getting your money and giving it to the poor and feeling good vicariously. And the better that the better they become at getting your money, the better they feel, the more passion they gain. And think about it. How cool it would be if you, like, you're walking along and you got a rich buddy with you. And somebody, you know, you see some vagrant. A kid, like this kid that got the money, he walked 20 miles to his job and his boss went, you did what? And gave him a car. Kid started crying. I almost wanted to cry for him. Anyway, can you imagine, you walk along, you got one of your rich buddies, and you say, you know, and then you see somebody, I'm talking about really in need, you know, needs $1,000 or it's life or death, and you don't have it. But you go, Kev, $1,000, man, come on, give this person $1,000. You got it, bro. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. So I hand him $1,000, and the dude's like, thank you, thanking me, thanking the other guy, my friend, that didn't have the money. Thanking him. How good would you feel? And if every time you did that, I did it, I'd go on a rampage looking for people. I'd be like, yo, hey, Kev, take care of this. Some waitress, I can't pay my house note this week. Kev, come on, take care of that for her. She's like, thank you, other Kevin, good Kevin. But see, the left, they want you to believe they're the good people, and they're not socially any better than you. Oh, we give to the poor. No, you don't. You don't give any money to the poor. You do very little. Conservatives, we outwork you. We outgive you. Don't lie to yourselves, Democrats. You just want to feel, you want a reason not to be us because you think we're so bad. Why? You've been brainwashed. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. We're the good guys. So listen, if you're listening to this program and you're a Democrat, former scumbag, be happy. You can leave. It's really that. You're all, if, when you start listening to this program, some of you Democrats, you're like, hey, Kevin, he's so tough on those Democrats. Man, he's always calling us skanks and scumbags and scummy people and corrupt and all this stuff. And you were mad at me. You were like, oh, whatever. Let me tell you what you could do easily. Couple things. One, don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. You might actually be a good Democrat. It's very rare. It's rarer than a black conservative. It's rarer than a Yeti. It's rarer than a Sasquatch. Than the Loch Ness Monster combined is a good Democrat. I can count them on one hand. And I've been around a long time. I can count them on one hand and easily pull back two fingers. Yeah. So you're not that good. But here's the second part of it. You can walk away. You can no longer claim to be a Democrat.
Somebody says to you, yeah, Bill, did you vote Democrat last election?
Yeah, I did, but I've renounced it. I'm no longer a Democrat. It's that simple. And Bill's going to go, what? And you're going to go, yep. Yep, I figured out what they were, and I'm done with them. Now, I'm a pragmatist. I've joined the church of Kevin Jackson, the political church of Kevin Jackson. And I'm going to go forth and do good from now on. And you got some making up to do because you've done some evil because you've been a Democrat. But I'm not going to get after you anymore because you've repented. Yeah. Here's some tweets I wanted to get us started for this segment. But I went a little far with the Democrats. And I needed to. Here's the deal. The Democrats come here. They feel like they don't want to leave. They don't. They feel, there's something that tugs them back. Like, it's the party that helps people. It really does. I dare any Democrat listening, analyze what your party does to help people. How much help are you giving to illegals? You know, think about all the problems that the illegals face once they get here that the Democrats claim.
Well, they have to live under the radar, and they can't get real jobs, and people then pay them off the books, and they always get ripped off. And they can't come out of the shadows, man, and they feel bad. They can't be full-fledged citizens. Okay, then why do you keep condoning that?
There's a legal system. Did you not know? Hey, hello, is this on? Did you not know that there's a legal system? Of course you know. But you still encourage the other one. Forget that I told you you're a human trafficking, because you are. Forget that. Anyway, come from the dark side. We got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this dossier, and I want to talk about Rosenstein. Let me get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We have so many companies moving back to the United States now, and what we need is talented people, people that have knowledge and people that know how to use those incredible machines that you don't learn overnight, right? And what you're doing here is a great example. A lot of people are studying it.
Some of the comments from President Trump and Ivanka Trump as they visit Iowa, where the president is leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. Now, after that discussion, the president is heading to Illinois, where he's going to celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. Today, Congressman Jim Jordan announced he is running for Speaker of the House. Congressman Matt Gaetz reacted to the news.
If Jim Jordan were Speaker of the House, we'd be winning so much we'd be tired of winning. Jim Jordan is a fighter for the middle class. He is an excellent communicator of the conservative principles. And now that he's running for Speaker, I'm going to do everything I can to convince my colleagues to join me in voting for him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why should anyone at the Department of Justice or FBI sweat you guys at all?
You know, we have got to, I think, get more people on the Republican side in Congress enthusiastic about our oversight responsibilities. I mean, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, said that Congress has no constitutional authority, to conduct
oversight.
He says
you guys are all extortionists. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, and so, I mean, Lou, like, we need a critical mass of Republicans to favor the sanctions, the contempt, and potentially the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein if we don't see the Justice Department complying with our oversight demands. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Lou, it's either elected people or it's unelected people who make the final call. And if unelected people get to make the final decisions regarding their own oversight, we have eroded this republic, and I don't think we should stand for it.
Rosenstein is under fire. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Rod Rosenstein. Have you ever looked at Rod Rosenstein? I mean, he always looks like he's upset, like, you know, he's defensive, like, you know, I didn't do it. I mean, come on, why are you looking at me all, you know, like that? I mean, he does. He has this guilty look. Smart guy. Very smart. Too smart for his own good. Here was a tweet from Dan Bongino, FBI director, quote, "It's salacious and unverified," speaking about the Steele dossier. FBI deputy director, "We needed the dossier to get the warrant, counterintelligence head. The dossier verification was in its infancy." FBI lead investigator, "There's no there. Libs, this case is a winner." Exactly. Ryan Fournier tweeted this, "It really must suck to hijack your party, steal a nomination, turn the DNC into a money laundromat, bury any evidence against you, finance a fake dossier, swipe debate questions, and promise everything free, yet lose to someone you call incompetent." You've seen these before, I'm sure, but I got to tell you, it's always good to give people a reminder of what the Clintons did, what the whole government apparatus did in its cabal, its absolute fraud against Donald Trump. And with all of that said, Trump is at 46% approval. I was one poll 45, this one 46, with 92% negative media coverage. He's at 46% approval. On the same day of their presidency, Barack Obama was at 43%. I'm going to say that again. Trump is hovering 45-46% approval, 92% negative media coverage, and on the same day, in the first term of Barack Obama's presidency mapped over to Donald Trump's. Donald Trump is at 46, according to this poll, and Barack Obama is at 43%. And I want to find out what the media coverage, how was Obama being perceived at the time? I want to know. Now, here's why a person who's a Twitter fan of mine says, you want to know why? Media, porn, porn, porn. Democrats, Russia, Russia, Russia. Leftists, treason, treason, treason. Trump, jobs, jobs, jobs. It's so simple. And he says, and I believe this, he says, at 15% to Trump. Don't believe this 46%. With the negative approval of the media, you take that out. Trump is solidly, I told somebody, he's certainly cresting in the high 50s and probably into the 60s. Now, my buddy here says he's 64. True or not true, I don't know. Now, I want to get to something that Larry Elder, one of my buddies, he's on the radio, Salem Radio Network. They call him the Sage of L.A., and Larry's a sharp guy. But let me tell you what Larry found. He found a Gallup poll, and it gave what people are concerned about. This is from July of 2018. Gallup sent this out to people and said, what matters most to you? America's view of the top problem facing the U.S., problems mentioned by at least 3% of respondents in July. And here's what they said. Immigration, number one, 22%. Dissatisfaction with government, poor leadership, 19%. Then there's a big drop-off. Race relations, racism, 7. Unifying the country, 6. Lack of respect for each other, 6. Economy in general, 4. Healthcare, 3. Ethics, moral, religion, family decline, 3. Now, you can interpret this a lot of ways. I look at it and I say, huh, they're no longer concerned about the economy. That they don't see it as a problem facing America, because only 4% said that it was. Only 3% said healthcare is a problem facing America. Only 3% said ethics, morality, etc. In other words, maybe they feel like it's coming back to some degree. Only 6% said it's a lack of respect for each other. Only 6% said unifying the country is a problem. Only 7% said race and race relations. Just think of it. I don't have a poll. I don't have the one that would be from July of the equivalent time of Barack Obama, say 2010. But I'll tell you this. In whatever time before the elections of 2010, the Democrats were cocky. All the indicators, everything I just told you, Barack Obama had gone from being rock star status to only 43% of the people approving of him. And he was on a trajectory that looked like the grand, you know, the slalom at the Olympics. He was headed down. But the media wasn't saying that. In fact, the media was complicit. And I'm going to get those numbers. I'm going to find out what Barack Obama's media coverage was at the time. So you've got a guy who was on the decline. You can bet they made health care an issue. They made, forget ethics and morals, that's never been their deal. They made the economy a big deal. People were concerned. They didn't have jobs. It was rampant unemployment. Barack Obama, by this time, had lost almost 5 million jobs. Had lost. And he was printing money like it was going out of style. Over $1 trillion a year. We were $1.5 trillion. With more debt than we'd ever experienced. He was well on his way to doubling, which is what he eventually did, the national debt. And he'd already printed over, probably by this point in his presidency, about $1.6 trillion. Trillion. Backed by nothing. So the economy was a hot issue. Race relations, people thought were solved. If you'd ask people, they're like, no, because black folks were like, shoot, we're winning, man. Race relations was nothing. So I'm going to presume it would have been a low issue. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people rated it high because they were like, oh, no, we're going to address this. Dissatisfaction with government and poor leadership? I wouldn't think that would even be on the radar. Hey, you had baby black Jesus in charge. Why would anybody care what else is going on in the world? And immigration, come on. I certainly don't believe immigration. Now, prospect for war? I bet that was one. Do you feel safe in America? I remember that being one. You guys recall? Maybe before we do these segments, we got to do a little more research. I know, look, we're short-staffed. It ain't like we're making money around here. So, but anyway, look, completely different things. But if you dissect this and you ask yourself, how does this chart stack up? This is a good chart for Republicans. Holy cow. Healthcare, non-issue. Economy, non-issue. I'm talking about in a good way, meaning I got money. It's in my pocket. It's not going to stupid government crapola. I feel good. Respecting one another? We respect each other. Move along. Unifying the country? Unifying with who? These clowns on the left? No, thank you. Race relations? No, you're not sucking me into that battle. But in the dissatisfaction with government? High. Immigration? High. What are the two things that Donald Trump has essentially done? Donald Trump has said, I'm going to fix immigration and I'm going to fix these swamp rats that are in there. And I believe that though every one of these things is a tick mark in favor of Donald Trump and his agenda, and any Republican that gets on the bandwagon will be safe. I go back to 2010 and I want to ask you this question. I asked it before, but we might as well. We got a lot of new listeners coming on all the time. Here's my question. Did anybody want to follow the Obama agenda in 2010? Oh, yeah, there were some. But none of, in terms of campaigning, he was still a hot item. He could raise money and all that. So there were those who did. Now, you already know the answer to this. We're doing stuff in retrospect. So, it's Sports Illustrated. The game's been played. They got their butts kicked. And over the 8-year period of Barack Obama, they lost over 1,000 seats. That should tell you all you need to know about the Obama
agenda. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you.
Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We screwed up and played that Rosenstein clip early, and so it's going to force me to play it again. I apologize in advance, but I want to play it. And the reason why I tell you, I started that segment, and I was going to talk about Rosenstein, and we were talking about him in the context of what is his part in all of this, because once Sessions recused himself, Rosenstein stepped in. Now, the Democrats got Sessions to recuse himself because they knew who was second in command, and it was Rod Rosenstein. And I dare you, go find any picture of Rod Rosenstein. Go look at, he's worried all the time. He's just got this worried look on his face. I knew a guy like him. I'm not even trying to be mean-spirited here when I tell you this. But I knew a guy that was like him in Missouri, and he committed suicide. And he was a you know, to see this guy, man, he was so accomplished. I'm not kidding. When he would be nervous outside of his element, but when he talked about his record, I mean, he's a politician. And he reminds me of Rosenstein to a T. I mean, they look alike. I mean, I think they're both Jewish. But Rosenstein has the identical look just of worry and doom and gloom. And I think he understands what's about to happen to him. Let's play that clip again.
Why should anyone at the Department of Justice or FBI sweat you guys at all?
You know, we have got to, I think, get more people on the Republican side in Congress enthusiastic about our oversight responsibilities. I mean, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, said that Congress has no constitutional authority, to conduct
oversight. Well, he says you guys are all extortionists. Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah, and so, I mean, Lou, like, we need a critical mass of Republicans to favor the sanctions, the contempt, and potentially the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein if we don't see the Justice Department complying with our oversight demands. Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, Lou, it's either elected people or it's unelected people who make the final call. And if unelected people get to make the final decisions regarding their own oversight, we have eroded this republic, and I don't think we should stand for it.
That was Representative Gates saying, hey, these guys need to get with the program here. We're not here for our health. We ask for stuff and they slow walk it. They don't let us have it. Jim Jordan tweeted this. FBI got parts of the dossier from top DOJ official Bruce Orr. Orr's wife, Nellie, worked for Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS was paid by Clinton. The dossier was never validated and was the key to getting the FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. Rod Rosenstein signed the final FISA renewal. Pretty simple. Pretty clear chain of evidence. But here's Rosenstein essentially being over an investigation of himself. How do you do that? How do you get away with that? That's what's going on. Now, earlier I talked about Dan Bongino. He tweeted, regarding the dossier, the FBI director said this. It's salacious and unverified. FBI deputy director, we needed the dossier to get the warrant. FBI counter intel head, the dossier verification was in its infancy. The FBI lead investigator, there's no there. Liberals say the case is a winner. In other words, all the way up the food chain of the FBI and all these different agencies are going, nah, there's not enough there. We don't have enough to get the warrant. They tried three times to get a warrant, a FISA warrant, with this information. And finally, I mean, I'm talking using the media and all this. And look, I don't want to rehash it because it's boring. I mean, it really is. But understand all the hoop jumping that these people went to do in order to pass this very fake document. We've heard Carter Page talk about, how could you possibly use me as a rationalization to do any of this when I've been nothing except the most solid citizen of the United States that you could have? How could you possibly implicate me? But they did it. I mean, they wanted to. They went after this guy for the better part of a year and got nothing. And now suddenly, we needed the dossier. So the last person who put a signature on this thing was Rod Rosenstein. I'm a little skeptical. I don't know about you. This is a guy that, I mean, with Sessions being out of it, and again, we can get into should Sessions have done it and all this. Personally, no. And at some point, Sessions should have done what Trump did when he met with Putin, which is effectively saying, okay, you had enough time to do your stuff. I'm now going to reengage. Sessions should say, okay, you know, I recuse myself as long as I can. And now, you know, I'm watching this farce and the fact that these guys keep slow walking all these documents. So anyway, I'm taking over. Rod, I appreciate your help, but we're about to both put some people in jail. Now, that's what people want to hear from Sessions. Now, are they? No. They're not going to hear that. If the government, and it's not going to happen, so I'm only posing it just to don't you guys panic. But if the government doesn't do its job this time and put people in prison, show people in America that you cannot get away with this stuff. I'm going to tell you what I do. I tell all my kids, go into political science. Get into politics. It is a license to steal. They talk about the haves and the have-nots. You're watching it play out. I want you to think about how this would have gone down, and I know you already have. If Hillary Clinton were president, how would this have gone down? Who would we be talking about talking to? You know, none of these stories would be coming out. None of it. But because she's not president, you're getting to hear this. Think of the government that we had where there are people that could point at you and your life ends, whether it's metaphorically, you know what I mean? Like they destroy you on paper. You can't go get a job or whatever. Think about everything that happens when these powerful people do things. I mean, we joke about the number of people who've died on the watch of Hillary Clinton. I'm not talking about Benghazi. I'm talking about people who knew too much. There was a recent story about another whistleblower. It was a husband and wife. I just saw it 2 days ago. I've quit even looking at them because it's like, okay, what's the count now of anybody associated with dirt on the Clintons? It's got to be well into the 60s. Talking about being killed. You know, suicide, two bullets to the back of the head. That kind of killed. It's no joke. This is a government that is so out of control that if I were a person that got scared, I'd be scared of it. I told you guys the other day, I'm so not afraid of this government. I'm not afraid of any government agency. Because at this stage of the game, I'm telling you right now, I would appear before any judge in the world and I'd say, well, you may have all that information that you have, but what you don't have is you don't have intent. You don't have intent. Because I've never intended in any way to hurt the government or hurt anybody else or get out of anything. I've always had nothing but the best intentions. I mean, isn't that a very convenient way to get out of stuff? Bill Clinton should have used it when he got caught with Lewinsky. Should have said to Hillary, hey, listen, can you prove intent? I had nothing but the best intentions here. I mean, this young lady needed help, and I intended to help her. Things kind of spiraled out of control a bit. You know, I had the bleach bit the girl. You know, I had to smash the servers and the phones and whatever else. So that's what Clinton should have used. If I go before any court in the land, I'm going, you know what? I tell my lawyer, hey, well, just look at what's going on over there. Go, I claim toxic masculinity. I claim that I didn't spend enough time in the cry closet. I got excuses for days. And you guys think I'm being facetious. I will be in court making a mockery. And you're making a mockery of this court, Mr. Jackson. I completely disagree with you. I'm not making a mockery of this court. I'm being completely serious. I'm invoking the Bill Clinton, the definition of is defense. I'm invoking the Hillary Clinton. Well, it wasn't exactly not supposed to happen, but I could see how it could be looked at the wrong way. You know, so yeah, I had the, you know, the somewhat sketchy server in my bathroom basement closet, but that doesn't mean I was trying anything. I'm going to use that every time. I'm going to use Comey's defense. Well, you have to understand the circumstances. And, you know, when Mrs. Clinton did this, we looked at the evidence and her heart was pure. My heart will be pure. When I'm saying this to the judge, I'll say it with as pure of heart as can be. If they put me on a lie detector, it would be Kevin Jackson. The lie detector will go, this man is of the purest heart we've ever measured. Whatever it is they accuse me of, and I know people think I'm joking, they will try to throw a case against me. You did this, you did that, you did this. I say, that's not the case. You know how the FBI can put stuff on computers. They can do things to you. They can manipulate documents. I want experts. Look, by the time I dragged it out with my legal team, I'd be 100.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.